Hey Wargamers, welcome back to the channel, Death From Above Wargaming. I'm Aaron.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Dom.
And we are here with Jump Point, your one-stop shop for everything. Wait, no, we can't say that, can we, Tom? For almost everything Battletech. We're going to talk about everything here. Nothing's off limits. And we've got a great episode lined up for you guys tonight. So Dom is new on the channel. Dom is a connoisseur of Battletech, and he is going to bring quite a bit here for us tonight. In fact, Dom, you're going to kick it off for us tonight. We're going to start out with our interstellar news. Very exciting. So we're going to talk a little bit about... you like that, Tom? We're gonna start out with some Kickstarter news. We got big stuff happening here. So Dom, tell us what do we have?
So they announced very recently that the next Kickstarter will actually go live on March the 23rd next year. That will be released or announced or go live, whatever you want to say, at Adepticon, which is in Illinois this year. I believe, or next year, sorry.
So about 4 months, 4 months to go, that's it.
Yeah, not long at all. We were obviously scheduled initially for a Kickstarter release date of around this time, but they pushed it back into next year, I think, which was a wise decision because there is now no Christmas clash. And we've obviously got the Alpha Strike box coming very, very shortly. I think it is, obviously you guys have got it. I don't. I'm not bitter.
Well, it's still sold out a lot of places. Yeah.
I think they released like 200, didn't they, into the wild over the autumn. So that's going to be obviously the next big thing for them. And then next year, going as soon as Adepticon hits, you'll be able to sign up for the Kickstarter, which is very exciting.
Yeah. So how many mechs are we talking in this Kickstarter, do we think? Ballpark, what are we thinking?
We have, well, I can do better than ballpark, Aaron, because we have a spreadsheet, and I think between us all, we all stalk Anthony Scroggins on the Patreon. So we do have some figures here. So they keep saying in the comms that they're going to do over 50 units, so that's like mechs and vehicles. We currently have 56 mechs assigned to packs, but we also have what we believe are going to be 8 unassigned mechs as well. So that's things that they've not actually yet placed in packs. So that gives us a total of 64 units. I can't foresee them going over that, really. I mean, I think their comms would have said plus 60 at this point, so... I think we're kind of in around. We might get a couple more surprises, but I think we're almost there.
Yeah, yeah.
You think if it blows by the goal, that they'll add a couple more?
Or not? No, we'll have to see. I mean, it definitely gives me like stress thinking about painting that many units. I'm really glad they actually delayed it because I'm still catching up from wave 1 and 2. So that's exciting. So we've got the new mercenaries box as well. There's some very cool. I don't know if we know exactly what's in there, but I know the Star Slayer's in there because it's on the box. But there's definitely a few mechs that we're looking forward to there. And then they also announced, Dom, that there would be another aerospace fighter.
They did. And was it an Omni fighter? I think we're going to get a mysterious Omni fighter.
Mysterious clan Omni, if that is correct. Tom, how does that make you feel? Will you paint it green?
Yes. Yeah, I might even paint like a falcon on it.
I think. Like wings on the wings? Oh.
The beak and everything, yeah.
Well, I hope we get the
catalyst back to Shalones back in stock. I've been like...
Are they reprinting the Shalones? Is that a thing that's going to happen, or was that a limited
run? They're in stock on Catalyst's website. So,
oh, fantastic!
I don't know, but I didn't try to place an order because I wanted to ask you first before, like, if you thought it was a bad idea to buy it, because I was going to buy like 6 of them just to mess with you,
just to torment me on the board.
Yeah, I show up and instead of like, there's like no mechs, it's just all Shalones. So bad.
It's something you do.
Although I would probably lose in 2 turns, you know, or something. But
well, you wouldn't be able to hold any objectives, so I would just.
But you would die. I would just try to murk all your mechs.
Yeah, yeah, it would happen. it would happen. Why don't we move into our Ready Room Roundup? How's that sound? So what we're going to talk about is more on the Kickstarter. So we talked a little bit, Tom, you dabbled in this. You talked a little bit about stretch goals. We were saying there are 64-ish mechs. So in the last Kickstarter, there were several add-on tiers. I thought too many because it became like an overwhelming number of mechs that I absolutely had to have. They still haven't delivered them.
Right. There's things right. that people are complaining that haven't been delivered. I have no idea what they are because I tuned that all out like months ago. But
right.
Sorry for anybody who's still waiting.
The dice, right, was a thing. And I was listening.
Let's not bring up those dice. Let's never bring up those dice.
They did it. They owned it. I'm proud of that. Like, you know, they stood by the product. But I think I don't think I got any dice. I still use the broken Draconis Combine ones on you. The ones
that why you're sixes. Winning all the time now?
Yeah. Actually, we banned them from use on the channel.
Just quick note on that: are they that bad? Because we never got them in Europe, like, or I certainly didn't. We never got any dice.
They're absolutely not cubes. I mean, they're like.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Do you remember from like geometry in your maths? think of a parallelogram instead of a square.
Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, they did. I think I got like a voucher to. Get something instead of something, but I just never bothered.
Yeah, I don't remember, but yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see if they do stretch goals. If they do, I would love to see more in the vehicles and battle armor and things like that. I mean, I have so many freaking mechs. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say maybe some like different poses for like you were saying for like battle armor, like a couple different base layouts. That'd be pretty cool.
I do. It does bother me that the elementals all look the same. And I have started actually cutting some off the bases and
I've seen that a lot. It looks nice. When
it does.
The thing that I really want to do is some people cut them and put them on the mechs. And that looks really cool.
Yeah. Especially when you've got the jump stream coming down, you can like just... proxy that onto like a mudcat shield or something. It looks pretty cool.
I mean, I feel like you should get tiny magnets, like really tiny magnets, and magnetize the feet, and then you can just maybe run an electric charge through the mech somehow. Will that melt the plastic?
I don't know. They shoot off of it? Yeah.
every time I deal damage to one, you can flick it off. Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Like a detonator. All right, so let's talk about what's missing from this Kickstarter. Any glaring omissions so far from this Kickstarter? And maybe actually let's talk first about the timeline of this Kickstarter. So the first Kickstarter was Herp Derp Clan Invasion, right? 3050, 3052, right? Battle of Tukiyid, like it was that era of mechs that are near and dear to our hearts. This one... Based on what I've I don't think it's advanced the timeline. There's the penetrator, which is a 3055, if I recall.
In and around that area, yeah. I think they've specifically gone on record of saying they're not going to do eras.
Okay.
I mean, they obviously might do. I mean, eventually they will get into the Ilkhan era, right? But I think at the moment,
but they did a clan invasion. That's a specific era, isn't it?
Oh, it's no, sorry, like, yeah, sorry.
Not doing any more eras, Tom.
From here on out. Very, very pedantic, Tom, but very accurate. I'll give you that one.
Thank you. I got you, lawyer. I got you.
You got me. Yeah. I think it's just kind of going in the kind of up into Operation Bulldog, around into the Fedcom Civil War kind of era. I don't think there's any like specific on it. Yeah. But as you said, Aaron, they are, you know, the mechs that are coming out now, like we're getting things like the Star Slayer and things like that. And then mechs that, like with the Star Slayer, it was a Star League design that was lost until I think like 3023, but they couldn't make it. Oh no, sorry, that's a Devastator. Sorry, they found the Devastator in 3023, but they couldn't make it because it had Gauss rifles and lots of sophisticated technology. But when they got it back, they were like, "Oh, we can do it now into the Clan Invasion era." So
right. Good timing.
Where you're going with it. Yeah.
Do you? I kind of like the. I don't know. I like the idea of the boxes being like eras because it's. Like something that I've mentioned a couple of times is like I would like to see, you know, faction specific. I like era specific because like some of that's like still and that's on me, but some of it's a little bit of a mystery to me. You know, it's cool to have like concrete
Yeah, I don't think it's just you. I do think a lot of players, and especially new ones that haven't been with the lore for 35 years, get lost in, what mech
Just
goes
dated
where. And
yourself.
some people, honestly, I think adhere to it a little too tightly. Like, there's salvage, things get sold, right? Things get moved around. It happens, right? Units defect. But yeah, it would be nice to have something. Now, there are the new force packs, the mercenary force packs coming out. Now, these are not part of the Kickstarter. I did say the Penetrator, but these are separate and distinct from the Kickstarter. I believe it's Irridani Lighthorse, Grey Death Legion, Northwind Highlanders, and
Hellhounds.
Calhounds. And those have specific mercenary, themed force packs for what
Yeah,
that's
I think
worth.
they, I mean, they are very obviously very much related to the Kickstarter in some ways because mercenary units, but yeah, they're bringing them out. I believe it's like later this month they drop. So, I mean, we're obviously recording in November, so it should be in and around like the next 30 days. If you go into like gaming stores, I'm certainly seeing that. Like, there will be dates like going up into like pre-Christmas, but we are getting some new sculpts for that, obviously, because you're getting things like the Sagittaire. So, going back to your point, Aaron, like the Sagittaire is very much like
It's like
a post-clan
70 or
invasion mech.
30. Yeah, that's late, isn't it? Like
Yeah, it's
36 or
very light, it's
7,
very
maybe.
crunchy as well. The Sagittaire, very crunchy mech.
So anyway, so moving forward here. So we were talking a little bit about the error about that. We were preceded by what was missing, and what we would like to see. So, if it's really era agnostic, there are a million options here, but there are some things I think that a lot of people tend to cling to, whether they're in the video games, right, or whether it's just to me, and I've said this before, like BattleTech sort of, goes until about the FedCom Civil War and then stops and then picks up again in the Neoclan era. Like all that
Exactly.
weird stuff
That's
in
exactly how I
between,
feel.
like the Protomechs, and there's like so many weird designs, the Word of Blake,
Don't
like
diss my Protomechs.
all those goofy things, like the weird Word of Blake mechs, like with the hair,
Aaron, you're just like stabbing me. Like
awful. Like,
Protomax, Word of Blake. Oh, come on. They're
I
some of the
don't
best.
want to see it, but I will say this: 3055, 3058, Innersphere
Very cool though.
Omnimechs. Let's talk about those. Like Avatar Sunder. Like those are mechs that I want in a pack in plastic.
Yeah, I'd love that as well. I think obviously you recently reviewed the Templar, which is
That's
a
another good one.
very, very good mech. But I think you mentioned, did you mention the Avatar there? I think
I
the
did.
Avatars are a really, really solid like Innosphere Omni. I think the one thing about them that I'd say is if you research the Innosphere Omnis a little bit, I mean, obviously they're kind of battle armor delivery systems, and none of the Innosphere versions can really do it because they're all very heavy. So they're all like incredibly slow. So they kind of they lack on that front. But I like that because it's like it's the Innosphere just trying to kind of get parity with the clans, and they just really don't really know what they're doing, but they know they've got these like this amazing tech available to them. But I think that I'd love them to do like IS Omnis. I don't think we're going to get it though, unfortunately. I've just I think they would have announced something already. I think they would have said the Templar or something like that, but
I don't think we're going to get it either. But I think if we move into like the next wave of mechs, like it needs to be, other ones. I mean, I love the 3055, 3058 TROs. Like the Gallo
Oh yeah.
Glass is another
Oh,
really
they're
cool
brilliant.
one
Yeah.
that
The
was.
best one, the most crunchy mech. What is it? The Tsai Tsang. That is
Oh,
insane.
yeah.
That triple
I
strength
hate it.
Myoma.
It's so goofy.
It's
But
very
there's
goofy, but it's very crunchy.
right. And there's a ton of them that are in there, I think, that are very good. In fact, I think all the 2C mechs are in like the 3055 TRO, if I'm not
3055,
mistaken.
I think it literally is. I think there's like one or two Omnis in it, I think, for the clans, but yeah, you're right. It's very, very second line heavy.
Those are Tom's favorite mechs, the
I
Gener
did see a
2C.
couple of IICs in the list, right? I mean, not that we're going into that, but
Yeah, the 2Cs, yeah. They're like the Jenner, Rifleman, Shadowhawk, right? There's a bunch of them.
Griffin as
That
well, yeah.
2C Jenner is so weird looking.
It's
Such a
so
weird mech.
bulbous.
What did you when we were speaking once, did you say it's like the Starship Enterprise with SRMs attached to it or something?
It's like a
That's
baby
exactly it.
Turkina, like the
It
Turkina
is a bit,
has
it's a
like
bit, yeah, that's
has
good.
that goofy
So it's Voyager compared to Enterprise, I guess.
Hey, there you go. Yeah.
You've definitely offended so many people. Like, cause you have
thank
no
you, everyone.
Idea,
thank you.
No idea what you're talking about. You're just making up names of ships.
I know.
I saw those shows one time.
Awful. You're talking about Star Wars. Is it Star Wars that you're talking
Star
about?
Star Trek, Aaron.
Yeah.
Good lord.
So can we get back to the Starscream? I was curious what you guys thought about that, Mac.
Star Slash. I see what you did there. Starscream was such a great, what a great Transformer.
The best.
Will
the best,
Lambs,
the best
oh my gosh.
Too.
Lambs, are they going to make a comeback?
Oh,
Land Air Max? Speaking of Starscream and Decepticons.
Maybe that's what, maybe that's like the stretch goal. Some Lambs.
That's a stretch goal. All right, final like, 30
let's,
seconds.
Let's forget about future, but.
Final 30 seconds. Word of Blake six pack. What do you think? Is it coming or not?
Yes or no? It has to.
I say yes. Yes,
the people demand it. Too many people want it.
People love Word of Blake.
Well, I don't know if they'll go Word of Blake. They might go like extended into Comstar. But I think I was just looking at the mechs that they've not assigned yet. You've got the Atlas II, the Grand Crusader, the Raijin, and the Nexus. And I think, well, at least two of those are mechs that I associate with like Comstar, Word of Blake. So they might do that. As I don't know if it'll be a stretch goal or they'll just do it like they did with the level two stuff with Comstar in the last Kickstarter. But
or
I'm
maybe
saying,
maybe another Comstar level two. I do think there will be six packs.
Yeah, that could be that. It could we'll be say. That. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I heard that really the focus of the next box set will be Word of Blake. So they're really going heavily into Word of Blake. For all forward development.
This sounds like fake news propaganda.
I think that might be fake news. I think
right,
that might
we're,
be.
We're done with this conversation. Yeah. This roundtable is over, and we are going into Tom's favorite segment, the render blender. The render blender, folks. Here it is.
Make it large and proud. Let me see.
Let's take a look at this guy. So this is the new Star Slayer. And for those of you that don't know where these come from, you can check out Anthony Scroggins over on Patreon. You know,
and
a lot of these are available for free, but if you want the latest and greatest, you have to basically give them a couple bucks a month, which is, I think, totally worth it. So Tom, start us off. What do you think about this beautiful, beautiful Star Slayer here? Look at this.
I mean, it's a really cool design. So two things. First, it reminds me of an armadillo, which I love, the sort of gradated armor. Mm-hmm. I like that it has two arms that are guns on the same side, you know? Like, I really, because we've talked about it. I love asymmetrical mech designs.
Yes.
It's like one of my favorite things. Yeah. And then I love gauntlet covers. It has the hand cover. Like,
right here,
I always loved that design. Like that, like the Hellboy fist, you know?
Yeah.
So good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It looks
too.
Like his butt is facing forward, which is cool.
Did you say his butt? His butt is facing forward?
Yeah, that looks like his little butt is backwards. I like it. So maybe he's got two butts, and that's like two thumbs up.
I mean, this is in fact the render blender, folks. So I don't know what to tell you about
that's
that.
That's an awesome design.
Why don't we look at the Devastator? What do you think? You want to look at the Devastator next? Actually, yeah, let's get right into it. Here we go. Devastator. Now there's a lot to talk about here.
Dude, what would you call like a rifleman on steroids maybe or something?
Yeah, it's crazy as well. The loadout
like
is
Arnold
insane.
Schwarzenegger own rifleman, yeah.
Dual Gauss rifles, dual PPCs, madness.
So that's
I mean brutality.
40
and
point,
40 like you
point,
know, it's
40 PC. Point alpha. Yeah, that's crazy.
No joke, really. Wow, yeah.
15.
So I'll give my serious take 30, first.
45 points. No, 30, 40, 50 points. 50 point.
50, oh, 50 is scarier than 40 for sure.
Yeah. Sorry, my math is... My
but
math
I
is
love that it has a helmet. I'm a big fan of mechs with helmets. The turret arms are like... It just gives you that sense of how heavy that weaponry is. Because it can't have joints. It can only pivot, you know? Love
right.
it. And then the legs are like super beefy. And I really like the design of the knees. Like, it's a great design. Tons and tons of detail. Lots of different like deep recesses, which are going to paint up really nice.
Yep.
And then on the funny side, he's rocking like a boombox on one shoulder and an AC unit on the other. Right. And by that, I mean like an air conditioner.
I believe that's its searchlight, Tom.
No,
probably.
It is not.
I'm pretty sure
it's a boombox and this is definitely air conditioning. We've decided.
He can't slay destruction without some like sick tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just who he is as a mech.
It's like Rhonda Snow. That's what Rhonda Snow does, isn't it? She attaches like big stereos to her speakers.
Is that real?
That's real. Yeah, that's what she does. Yeah. Wow. Coolest girl in BattleTech, Rhonda Snow.
What is with like the '80s obsession with like heavy metal? Do you remember in 40K the Noise Marines? We were just talking about Noise Marines.
Oh my god, Noise Marines are the best.
And then, you know, I had no idea about that. This is why, Dom, this is why you're here. I had no idea Rhonda snored attached giant speakers.
Yeah, she does.
So anyway, back to the Star Slayer. I love this mech. Oh. I think this one's an A+ for me. Dom, you like this one?
Yeah, I think I just echo what Tom said. I think that armor, which looks almost like an armadillo, which was very, very cool. I think as well the aesthetic.
The old Batmobile? You remember the Batmobile?
Yeah, there it is. That's it. That's exactly like the '90s Batmobile.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think the designs are going in a very different direction, and they look very, very different. You'll see it when these are placed against the mechs from Wave 2, but even like on the Devastator, the Gauss rifle looks very different. This mech as well, the Star Slayer, I think, to me, it's in that box set, just looks beautiful. It's so different from the other mechs that we've seen. But
do you think they have like a new sculptor that's working with Scroggins, or he's just sort of evolving?
I think he taps a few different artists, but I will agree that stylistically, these are
very different.
They're different enough that I think it's very cool. Like, there's still design cues that are similar, but look at the shoulder pad here. Look at the knees here. Yeah. Look at the knees on the Devastator. They don't look like any other mechs, right? Even the toes look completely different. Yeah. So very cool. All right. So that's it for the Render Blender. No more of that stuff. I'm closed. I'm shutting it down, Tom. I'm shutting it down.
Yeah. Before I get people mad.
All right. So let's go into the next segment. We're getting close to the end here. This is the patron Q&A.
Say what?
All right. Yeah. So if you're a patron, you can go onto our Discord. There's a Jump Point channel. You can leave a question. And if you are lucky, we will randomly select your question if it is thematically appropriate.
Or bribe me. You can bribe me.
You can also bribe Tom.
It's private message.
So the patron who was selected is Tinbane. So Tinbane asked, how do you counter crazy aerospace fighters, Clan 1 specifically, in Alpha Strike? All right, so this is probably in reference to the Sabotai thrashing that you unleashed on Dan, rest his soul, not too long ago.
Yeah, and by the time this comes out, our aerospace on aerospace battle finale
that's coming out. Yeah, that'll be out.
So then that before this, so I'm not going to ruin anything.
You're not going to ruin anything. No, you can spoil away.
Do you want me to start? You want me to talk?
If you want.
Of course I want to talk. Okay. So my perspective on this is, after that first battle, even just being the aggressor in that situation, I learned a lot about what not to do. And then me and Aaron had a match that got posted before this, where we each had aerospace fighters, and we were able to sort of explore both defensive mech positioning and also countering aerospace with aerospace. So you saw like a lot of dogfighting, because I think that was a really good tactical strategy, was to attempt to keep the aerospace high out of fire and really take out the other person's air superiority. So, because once I was able to do that, it really gives you like free rein to pick and choose where you attack. Now, I mentioned defensive mech positioning. That's a game changer. As soon as you realize that all you have to do is sort of position your mechs so that they're almost like looking up to the sky, you as the aggressor with the aerospace have very limited windows of attack where you either don't have a very high difficulty of hitting or open yourself up to just getting shredded. And it's very easy to get shredded with aerospace. So it completely changes the way you play. And I think our first game with Dan, we really basically were pretending like it was just another mech, you know, just another thing, rather than changing tactics to deal with it. So
yeah. And I'll say this, you know, 30 seconds for me, they're not hard to kill. You need to be positioned correctly and put fire on them, and they will die. Their TMM is effectively two in the game, right? They're yeah. not hard to hit,
especially when they're like trying to fire on you. Yeah,
right. And they can, and I mean that's right. If they strafe you, they're at low altitude. They're basically at 0 inches away from you. Yeah, so
they have to intercept.
It's like gunnery yeah. plus two mostly to hit. So they're very hittable, and then they have a threshold, right? Make sure you play the rules correctly. You hit them hard enough, they'll take crits, they'll drop an altitude, they can crash, it's hilarious. So I think that, you know, they can be devastating, but they're a bit of a glass cannon. So let's wrap this one up, guys. This was great. Excellent jump point series here. So we'll be back with another episode. But before we do, I want to remind you, please don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, leave a comment, let us know what you thought. If you are a patron, jump into our Discord, throw some questions out there for us. Maybe we'll pick one for our Q&A segment. Maybe we'll center a whole episode around it if it's juicy enough. Other than that, don't forget to head on over to Ares Games and Minis. That's your one-stop shop for everything that you need. Books, dice, miniatures, the whole nine yards, novels. So that said, I'm all wrapped up. Tom, closing thoughts?
The juicier the patron questions, the better. Like, make them just so inflammatory that, yeah.
Nothing is off limits. Nothing is off limits.
This is everything Battletech. I mean, this Not is anything Battletech.
Anything Battletech. Well, on that note, Dom, you don't even get any closing thoughts after that. That's it. We're wrapping up. So, guys, thank you so much for watching. And, of course, stay tuned. Always great stuff coming from Death From Above Wargaming. Have a good night.